general. They are saying they are busy having a meeting today as the provincial executive. I mean, you know, the exco of the province. They are dealing with these recent matters that have engulfed that, and they said they need to give it the agency that they want to attend to the matter. Then they request us to give them a date to come after they process the matter as the provincial executive district. So their meeting has already started as well. And then I said it will be fair enough, because remember the time we scheduled them already, we didn't know about this latest development that you've seen in the media. So they are saying they are pledging to make sure that when they come to us, they should also be able to appraise us on the latest development. So I couldn't call you earlier because we've just had them coming from the house, so that I alert the committee. But I don't think there will be any body colleague who will oppose that, because they said they are dealing with the matter. They had to call an emergency meeting to deal with the matter. Initially, what we got yesterday was that the MEC of Costa and Human Settlement will be the one coming to the meeting. Now, we also got that apology from the MEC for Costa and Human Settlement that is going to be part of that meeting that's going to be processing this matter that of national interest. So basically, if you all agree, there's no need for us to proceed with this meeting, so that then we can then adjourn the meeting, then we'll reconvene. We'll try to ask the House Chairperson to give us, because this matter is also adjourned next week, so that we get a slot. We know it's constituency period, but in the evening, colleagues, you are not doing constituency work. You normally do it then. We can still use an 18-hour slot. If it means us being granted 2 days because of the schedule, 18 hours to 21 hours, then we can do it Tuesday and Wednesday, if the colleagues agree. What is your take on the matter, colleagues?
Chair. No, man. There's nothing you can do if the Gauteng government is not in the meeting. We cannot not raise our disappointment.
We can raise with them when they come, ne?
Yes, we shall do that, but it is disappointing, especially if such an apology only came in today.
Yes.
That is seriously a matter of concern, and we'll address with them. Because I doubt if that meeting was convened today for us to be given an apology today.
Yes.
Yes. Some of us, when we received this document, I did not sleep going through their 84-page presentation. And I wouldn't want to see
plus their additional 4 pages.
Yes.
4 plus additional 4. The same now, thing I didn't sleep last night, and it was my second night, because the other night I didn't sleep dealing with the intervention. So
yes.
Even when I'm in your predicament myself as well.
Yeah, if it's not acceptable for the city of Cape Town not to honor meetings of parliament, it's equally disappointing for the Gauteng provincial government not to honor the meeting of parliament convened by the portfolio committee of COGTA. That must be
can I ask you to take the meeting as the attendee, so that you take the meeting, because like I said, I'm going to a funeral, but I'll be in the meeting. Can I hand over to you, Becky, so that you say, and then I'll be listening to the deliberations, but this is the status quo, colleagues. Take over, ready, my apologies.
No problem, Chair. Colleagues, are there other colleagues that want to echo their sentiments in relation to what Honorable Faith Mutambi, the Chairperson of Portfolio Committee, has given us as a briefing? We are not going to have the provincial government of Gauteng present due to the fact that they have convened an urgent executive meeting to deal with the matters that have recently been in the public interest. What's the take on members?
Chair?
Yes, Honorable Brink?
Yes. I obviously don't want to sound like we're singing in a choir, but I do share the concerns that you've expressed. I think it's unacceptable. But yeah, that's what we have to deal with. And it's only going to make it more difficult when they eventually arrive here. So I hope they'll take this time to give us some proper answers about what's going on in Gauteng and its COVID response. But there's not much we can do about it, clearly.
Thank you, Honorable Brinks. Any other take from other colleagues?
I agree with two of you.
All right.
Acceptable that we just be told while we have prepared for this meeting. At least if you have been told, I mean, before, and then instead of coming here and camp here, and only to find out that the meeting is postponed, this is not acceptable. But as Honorable Brink and yourself, you said there's nothing we can do, but we must register our disappointment, and we must also register the fact that it is, I mean, it's a very undermining of the committee. Just to be told when we have come to a meeting, it's like we are going to meet in a certain place. When you arrive on the venue, that's where we are told that there is no meeting. At least if it's communicated before, one will understand. But to make to come here, and then when we are about to start a meeting, we only be told that the meeting is postponed. That one we can't accept, Chairperson. And it must not happen. It must not happen again. We must be told in time that those people who are supposed to come to the meeting, they are not coming to a meeting, so we cannot even bother to log in a meeting. Thank you, Chair.
No, I fully concur with you. It's even worse when we have been forwarded a presentation prepared by the very same government, which indicates that indeed they knew well in advance that tonight at 6 o'clock they needed to appear before the Portfolio Committee of COGTA. The last-minute cancellation, because they want to prioritize what they perceive as more important to them than our committee, is really unacceptable. And I think we need to register our disappointment the next time they appear before us. Colleagues, before I adjourn the meeting, is there any member that would want to say something so that we don't waste each other's time? I'm sure members, after a lengthy engagement in the National Assembly today, you would need some rest. If there are not any other hands, member, the meeting stands adjourned.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you.
So tomorrow, Chair.
Thank you.
Yes, Anita.
Yes, tomorrow we are proceeding.
Yes.
Tomorrow we are proceeding.
With who?
Tomorrow is the deal, eh? Correct me on that one.
Yes, Chairperson, tomorrow we will be dealing with the vote.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, members. You deserve a break. At least you'll have some time.